Today's daf is daf Samech Gimel, so let's begin from the bottom of Samech Beis Mebeis. Two lines, actually four lines up from the bottom. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva Roy de Ben Kalba Shavua. Rabbi Kiva was the shepherd of Ben Kalba Shavua, who was a wealthy individual. And the Gemara says, Hava Chazisa, Rabbi Kiva saw that Barte, the daughter of Ben Kalba Shavua, Tava Tzania, she was very Tzanu, which is a tremendous mita. Umale, and Mala Rashi tells us, refers to, look for Rashi, means Midos Tovos. So, by the way, the name of Kalba Savua, Rashi says the last line here, he says that Kalba Savua means Shem Echad Me'ashira Yushlaim, one of the wealthy individuals of Yushlaim, Shekol Hachinich Las Lebeso, anybody who enters his house, Ra'ev Kechelev, hungry like a dog, Hayayote Savea, he would leave full and satiated. That's why his name was Kalba Savua, like a dog, he leaves hungry. Okay. So anyways, Rabbi Kiva saw that the daughter of Kalba Savua was very, very tenua and tremendous midos tovos. So Amri Lei, he wanted to marry her. So she says to Rabbi Kiva, Imekadin shlecha, if I marry you, Rabbi Kiva at the time wasn't religious. So she says, if I marry you, Azlus the Bay Rav, you have to commit to go to the Beis Medrash. So Amr Lei in. So he says, okay, I agree to do that. Ikadshe Lei Betina. They get married, engaged quietly. There's a different Kirsal. So our Gemara here is they got engaged. The Gemara in Nedarim sounds like they actually got married. But we'll go with the Gemara here. They got engaged quietly because they didn't want her father to find out about this. Vishadarte, and she had sent him off to go learn the Beis Medrash. Shama Avua, her father, got wind of this. Afke Mibesa, he kicked her, his daughter, out of the house. And Adra made a neder, Hana Minichse, he cannot get any Hana from any of my property. So Azal Yosef Trey Sari Shanin Bibeirav. So Rekiva went and sat twelve years in the Beis Medrash.
Many people did that, they say.
Yeah, this was a common practice. I wouldn't say common, but Rekiva wasn't the only one. Ki also Isi Bas when he came back after 12 years to his wife, so Isi Bahade Tre Sari Alfe Talmide, so he brought back with him 12,000 Talmidim. Shemai Lahai, so this is very appropriate, obviously, for now. Now we're in Sfir Omer, and this is the time period from now until Lag Bomer is typically when we understand that the 12,000 Chavrusas of Rabbi Kiva had been Nifter. Right now he only had 12,000 Talmidim, which is 6,000 Chavrusas. So when he's coming back, he a famous story, Shamei Lahu Saba, he heard that a certain elderly man, or perhaps an elderly woman, the Kamarla, and it was saying to his wife, Rachel, Ad Kama Ka Midaberes Almanus Chaim. For how long are you going to Midaberes, means to lead? Will you leave? Will you, Rashi, At Mis Haneges? Are you going to have a life of a widow? So Amrilei, she says back to the Saba or Savta, if Rekiva would listen to me, let him sit for another 12 years. Rekiva, she didn't know. Rekiva was right there listening. He was right at the footsteps. Before he even walked into her house, he heard her say this, and he said, wait a second. Amar Rishus Kavi, then I'm going to do this with Rishus. Hadar Azav Yosef Trey Sari Shani Acharini Bebe Rav. He went back for another 12 years without even seeing her. And the famous Bali Musa point out, couldn't he just go in and say, hello, how are you, thank you, bye, at least a little greetings? And they point out, this is a famous, famous Gemara, they say that Eino Dome, 12 plus 12 years, as opposed to 24 years consecutive, the Ritzifus of learning is not the same. A person wants to learn all day, he's capable, better for him to learn 6 hours straight, as opposed to 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the afternoon, because the Ritzifus, the continuous learning, is much, much more than the breaking up.
It was her purpose, she knew it's there.
It's possible.
That's why she said, then he thought if she said it, while she knew that I'm here, she done.
Uh-huh. In Pnimis, there's a lot going on here. Pnimis is Rekivas, Teferis, Rekivas, Yudke, Vavke, Rachas, Malchus. And you'll see later on, she wanted the number 24 is very, very important for the tzirif between Teferis and Malchus. So 12 wasn't enough. She needed 24. This is a very, very important Gemara. It's also interesting to point out here, the Gemara here refers to, let's get a little bit further. So then the Gemara says, so he went back to learn the Beis Medrash for another 12 years. Ki asa, when he returned finally after 24 total years, Aisi Bahadei Asin Varba Alfei Talmide, he brought back 24,000 Talmidim. Now, when the Gemara in Yevamos refers to the time period of the 24,000 Talmidim dying, actually calls them 12,000 Chavrusas. He refers to them as 24,000 individuals. There refers to 12,000 Chavrusas. Some of Farshim try to figure out what's going on.
So when did they die?
They typically we understand that they died from the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach, which is yesterday in Eretz Yisrael, until Chol Hamoed,
And when he came back.
until Lag BaOmer rather.
When he came back. When he died.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure it's relevant when he came back or
So
not.
he came back with 24 and then they died?
Okay, he
Oh.
came back 24, and at some point during this period, they had died.
See. So he
But
came back before Pesach.
the classic understanding is that Pesach they started dying, and they end Lag BaOmer that stopped. They stopped dying. So he came back to the town where he was from, and Shama Devesu, his wife heard that he was coming. Have a konafke lape. She wanted to go out to greet him. They refer to ape also refers to achar ba'achar. They're achar ba'achar. They're back to back in Pnim, the world of Kabbalah. And finally, when he returned with 24, they became panim el panim, which is a high level in Pnimius. So that's why dafke nafke lape. She went out to greet him face to face. Amri la. So Shivivasa, her neighbor said to her, Sheile mani levush vichse. Why didn't you borrow some of our clothing? She was obviously very poor. Her father wasn't helping her. Her husband wasn't anywhere to be found, so she had nothing. So her neighbors offered to wear some, to have her borrow some very nice clothing. Amri lahu, so she says to her neighbors, "Thank you very much." But yodeh tzaddik nefesh behemto. A tzaddik will know the nefesh of his animal. He'll know who I am, regardless of what I'm wearing. He'll be able to pick me out in a crowd. Kimata legaveh. Finally, she reaches him, reaches Rabbi Kiva. Nafla al ape. She falls out on her face. Kamenashki leila kare and kisses him on his knees, his legs, his feet, somewhere along the way. And this also in Panim, this is something very deep. They're starting when they're building the Tiferes and Malchus. They start on the bottom of the Malchus. She's starting to build up. That's what some of the Mefarshim explain. So what happens that Havakah Medavchi, so Rabbi Kiva's Gabbai, his Shamish, wanted to push her off. Amar Lahu, so he says, Rabbi Kiva says to his aides, Shavkua, leave her alone, because Shaliva Shalachem, my learning and your learning is Shalahu. It's all her learning. She gets the full credit. Okay, so this is the Maisa. Continues the Gemara now. Shama Avua. Now Rachel's father, Kalva Savua, heard the Asu Gavarabalamasa. Heard a great Gadol HaDor is coming, but he didn't know if this was his son-in-law or his son-in-law he was that was engaged. I'm not sure if he didn't know this was Rabbi Kiva or he didn't know that he knew his daughter was engaged to someone, but didn't know who she was engaged to. I'm not sure which detail he didn't know, but he didn't know that this was either Rabbi Kiva or this was his son-in-law.
That's why he did the nether. He didn't know that Rabbi Akiva came back as
It could
well
be that's
though.
who it was. It could be. But remember, they got engaged Bitsina. Got
But
engaged privately.
father found out about it.
Maybe he found out that she
Probably.
was engaged. Maybe he wanted to he she wanted to get he wanted to marry her off. I'm sorry, already taken. And he didn't know to who? I'm not sure. Either way, he didn't know that this Rabbi Kiva was his son-in-law. So he went to visit this Gavarabba, this Gadol HaDor. Lamasa. Amar easy legave, he says to himself, "Let me go to this Gadol HaDor. Ef shu de mefer nidrai. Maybe I can be mefer. I can undo the nether because my daughter's been sitting here for 24 years. I can't even support her, and she's sitting in poverty. Maybe I could help her out." So as legave, he went to the Gadol HaDor. Amar le adaita de gavur rabba min nadarta. So Rabbi Kiva, again not knowing who each other were, he knew who his father-in-law was, but Kalba didn't know this is Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva says, "Did you have this nether to make a nether on a gavur rabba?" That your daughter would end up marrying a Gadol HaDor. So Amar Lei, Afilu Perek Echad, Afilu Halacha Achas. Even if he learned one perek or one halacha, I didn't make that neder. I made a neder that she shouldn't get her nub because I thought she was engaged to the biggest Am Haaretz who would never learn anything. But to learn even one halacha, that wasn't what I had in mind. So Amar Lei, Anahu. So Rabbi Kiva says, I am the one. I am the one who engaged to your sister, to your daughter. Nafla pei Kalva Savua fell on his face. Vinoshka al-Kare also kissed him on his feet, his knees or something, his legs. V'yavle palagam amone, and he gave to Rabbi Kiva half of his property. Barta de Rabbi Kiva, fine. So this was the whole Maisa with Rabbi Kiva, and the neder was annulled, and he was able to, she and Rabbi Kiva were able to get hanab from the property. So there's a fascinating Tosos here. Tosos points out, this is also the Bai Musar learn a lot from the story, but this Tosos also, the Bai Musar point out something very fascinating. Tosa says in the top, Adaita de Gavaraba Minadarta. So Rabbi Kiva says to Kalva Savu, did you know, did you have in mind that if you were going to take a nether that she was actually marrying a big Gadol HaDor? And he says, no, I didn't know that. Vim Tomer asks Tosa, Svalo Asur Liftoach Benolad. It's Asur to be Boseach Benolad. The way it works is with a nether. We try to, when we undo a nether, not anybody can undo a nether. You have to ask a Rav. So, we ask, did you have in mind to do this, or if this would happen, if the person says, I didn't have that in mind, then the nether doesn't take place. He had to have in mind all situations. But if it's something that is nolo, that didn't exist at the time of the nether, you couldn't anticipate it, So that can be something you could take a neder on. So let's say the question was, let's say he didn't know who she was engaged to. And I said to him, did you have in mind this neder if she was engaged to Rabbi Kiva? Would you have such a neder? He said, no, I didn't know she was engaged to Rabbi Kiva. Since that fact, those facts existed back then, and now he's learning about those facts, which he didn't know, then you could undo the neder. But to have something that didn't exist back then, that's nolad, hefer nadarm, mifaras nadarm, doesn't work on something that's nolad. So this is nolad. Rabbi Kiva was an Am Haaretz back then. He only became a God of Hador 24 years later. So this is nolad. How could you be poseach a neder? How could you undo, open up a neder on something that's nolad? And the Tosus brings a raya for this. Damrina ben nadarm, perek Rabbi Eliezer, ketzad amar konim she'eni nehena, lefloni v'nasa sofer. So the person says, I'm not going to get hana from so-and-so. It turns out Reuven, who I took an ether from, became a sofer. So now I have no one to write my Sifrei Torah for, my mezuzahs and tefillin. And the Gemara says, too bad. That was nolad. He wasn't a sofer at the time. So you can't undo a nether because something new happens and nolad happens. That doesn't work. So how come here, Rabbi Kiva wasn't a gadol hador at the time of the nether? Tosus answers, V'yesh lomar, de'hocha lo chashiv nolad. This is not considered nolad. Because since he went to the Beis Medrash, this is the norm that a person that goes to the Beis Medrash will become an Adam Gadol. And what the Baal Musar says is that any single person who sits in the Beis Medrash has the potential to become a Gadol Hador. Not only Rabbi Kiva, every single person. So this is not considered Nolad. Everyone has that potential to become that Gadol Hador. That's why it's not Nolad. The potential existed at a point, at the moment of the Nether.
You know how many years are you then? You have the potential.
You believe it and you put the time in, it's going to happen. Okay. Fine. Back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, now continuing along the story, the sequel now, the Gemara says, Barti the Rabbi Kiva, the daughter of Rabbi Kiva, who was also the daughter of Rachel, the Bas Kalva Savua, so Rabbi Kiva's daughter, of Delay le Ben Azai Hachi, did the same thing with Ben Azai. It's fascinating that, you know, Ben Azai also. Apparently, I didn't know this until you learned the Gemara here, that he was also an Am Haaretz. And the daughter of Akiva said, if you want to marry me, so go learn the Beis Medrash for a number of years. So, here you go. V'hai nidamri, this is what people would say, Rechela bas Rechela Aza, a sheep goes after her mother's sheep, k'ovde ima kach ovde barta, like the actions of the mother, so too the actions of the daughter. The daughter is always following what the mother does. So here's also the daughter of Rachel was following her mother Rachel and found a Am Haaretz to be able to mikarev. That's what went on. Then again, a number of interesting things come from this story. One is that these two Gedolei Hador, the Gedolei HaTanaim, Rabbi Kiva Ben Azai, were actually Am Haaretz in the beginning. And it tells us how much more so we're able to become that potential. We could really actualize it. So there's an interesting Tosus here. Tosus asks, Dibur Maska Barte, the Rabbi Kiva, of Dulele Ben Azai Hachi, Vim Tomar Vaha and Perkama de Sota, it also appears in the Gemara Yavamos, if you remember, Parach Vaha Ika Ben Azai de Nasiv, Ben Azai apparently wasn't married. The Gemara Yavamos tells us in the Gemara in Sota. Vilahu Lishna, the Mishani Nasiv, Perishasishapir. But there's another Mandamar that he actually did get married. There's a Machlokus where he got married. So according to the one who got married, this Gemara makes sense. According to the Man Damar that says Ben Azai never got married, so what in the world is Gemara talking about that the daughter of Rabbi Kiva married Ben Azai? So answers to us is V'yesh Lomar De'af Agav De'kamer Hacha De'avda Hachi LeBen Azai Mekomakam Lo Nasa Elo Be'irusim. They actually never got married. They only got engaged. They never finished the marriage. Ben Azai fell in love with learning so much. The Gemara tells us he never wanted to come home to get married. Okay, says the Gemara now. Rav Yosef braid the Rava. Rav Yosef the son of Rava. Shadrei Avue Liberav. So Rav Yosef sent his son Rava to learn the Beis Medrash in front of Rav Yosef. Two different Rav Yosefs here. So the one Rav Yosef, the son of Rava, other way around, it's other. Rav Yosef, the son of Rava, he was sent by his father Rava to go learn by the Rav Yosef. Paskele Shis Shane. So they made an agreement to learn there for 6 years. Ki Havat Tlas Shane, 3 years came. He wanted a little break. Matamali Yomak, the Kipura Erev Yom Kippur came. Amar Izaveh Chazina Linche Beise, I want to go see my family. I miss my father, my mother, my brothers, my sisters. So Rava, the son of Yosef, went back to his family. Shama Avua, so his father heard that his son was coming back. Shakal Mana, he took a kli of some sort, a weapon. Benafik Afi went outside, waving his sword. Amarle Zon Zonascha Nizkares. So what does this mean, Zonascha Nizkares? What?
Zonascha
Nizkarta.
You remembered your
The agreement
No,
or the zona?
your zonah, your wife, she made a zonah.
And I guess you're trying to
Meaning,
say that you're not keeping your end of the agreement. We said 6 years, it's only been 3 years.
no, meaning you gotta desire to your wife, that's why you came. You break the agreement, you know, Torah for that.
And Ikadam, others say, Amrle Yonascha Niskarta. Do you remember your dove? And what that referring to? So I guess,
His wife, you know, his pigeon. Pigeon.
okay. His dove, but,
Dove.
okay.
What's the difference between
Different birds.
Oh, yeah.
Different, yeah.
Those are known to be loyal to each other, the two.
And
I think
pigeon,
based
no?
on Noah.
Pigeons, I never heard about pigeons. The doves, they stay with the same mate all of their lives.
So either way, so what are you doing coming back here? We had a commitment that you learned for 6 years, not for 3 years, and a little break. So they were so involved in this big machlokas, Erev Yom Kippur, you can imagine, Erev Yom Kippur, right before Yom Kippur, and one of them wants to take a little break, only just for a day, to see his family, and just to go back and learn. And the father says, "What do you mean? This is like 6 years straight. There's no break." So it turned out, Lomar Ifsik, Lomar Ifsik, Rashi tells us, neither one partook in the Suda Mafsekes, this Erev Yom Kippur. They didn't end up eating any meal, and they went into Yom Kippur starving and had to assume fast the entire Yom Kippur because they're fighting about this very important inyan. What comes down is, how important is the Retifus? The father wanted there to be 6 years of Retifus, no break. And Rava says that breaks are important. And they're both true, but you have to have healthy breaks. Remember in Yeshiva, so Rabbeinu would always tell guys, you need to always have breaks. Breaks are very, very important when you're getting into learning. So I always use my Motzei Shabbos was always my break from learning. I just took that break. You always need some type of separation, some type of way to relax. He's a Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer Musar called the Orchas Yoshar. He always says a little shtickle there how important it is to just break sometimes. Bein Hazman are very, very important. You need these times to breathe, to think, to relax. So that was the machlokas here. The father is very iron fist, 6 years straight, and the son wanted a little bit of a break. Okay, the Mishnah now tells us hamaredes al bailam, a woman who rebels against her husband. We'll see what that means in the Gemara, but whatever rebellion means, she rebels against her husband. The halacha is poschin la miksuvasa shiva dinarim b'Shabbos. Each week, you could take off from her ksuva 7 dinarim per week.
What is 7 dinarim?
I'm not sure how to calculate that.
And what is matay mana and 200 mana? What is that? What practicality?
I certainly don't know how to do it within the currency of dollars, but there are set ways how to have the relationship between dinarim and mana. I don't know what they are. Let's see if it's spoken about at the bottom here.
Meaning, after how many weeks the ketuvah will end, the money of the ketuvah? Don't forget about the dollar amount. What is the relation between?
No, I understand. Yeah, the ratio. I don't know the ratio of them.
So 200 weeks, she would be down to zero.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So if she's betula, so is betula or almana?
Betula.
Betula. So each dinar, so one dinar is 1 mana.
No, 7 dinars, 1 mana.
You said 200 weeks.
Right. So 200 mana.
200 mana. 200.
So 7 dinar per week.
Shiva dinar.
Right.
Oh.
So 7 dinar in
it's
one
mana.
mana.
Yeah.
That's all according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shiva Tarpikin, different currency. You take off 7 per week. How long would that last for? Does it say? Okay. So that's Machlokas. How many to take off of her ksuba per week when she rebels? Ad Masahu Poches. So, and up until what point do you continue to do this? Ad Kineged Ksubas, until the amount of the ksuba completely diminishes. You continue to take off forever. Even if she's lost the balance of her ksuba, you continue to put her in the red, in the negative. And she continues to, oh, now she owes her husband money, as she continued to penalize her. Ad she'im tipola yerusha mimakom acher, if somehow a relative of hers would die and she is inheriting some property, he collects about as a bal chov, as she continues to be moredes with her husband. So too, v'chein ha-moder, now the opposite side, the husband now. V'chein ha-mored al ha-ishto, if a husband rebels against his wife, we'll see what that means. Mosiv na ksuba asa shlosha dinar in b'Shabbos. He has to add on to what he owes her in the ksuba, another 3 dinar per week. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shlosha tarpik in the same machlok is about which currency to use. Mar is going to explain all of this. Mara says, Maredes Mimai. What exactly was she rebelling against him? What was she doing that was considered rebellious? Rav Huna Amar Mitash Mishamita. She refused to have relations with him. And since she's Maredes, per week she loses 7 dinarim. Rav Yossi Rav Yochanina Amar Mimlocha. She refused to do any work for him. I'm going to sit back here, relax. You make your own food. Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, that's Machlokas. Is it in Tash Mishamita or is it referring to Malacha? So Gemara quotes our Mishnah, Tanan, V'chein HaMode. So too, if your husband Molde Alisha, if he takes another Molde Alisha, he rebels against his Isha rather. Bishma, so what do you mean? How does the husband rebel against his wife? Bishma, Lamandamar Mitashmish Lachaye. If it's that he, it's about relations, that makes sense. He refuses to have relations with his wife, so that's considered Molde. Elamandamar Mimlacha. If we're talking about the first half of the Mishnah, where she's rebelling that she won't do any Mlacha to him, her husband, so then me Mishubad La, but in turn, does he have any obligations of malacha to do to her? How can he be moed b'malacha? He has no obligation to do any work for her. So it must be talking about tash v'mita, in which case they both have the equal obligations to each other. The Gemara says, No, he is actually mishubah to do work to her. Ba'omer eini zan v'ein mefarnes. That if he says, I'm not going to feed you, I'm not going to mefarnes you. So how does that prove to us that it's Meshubah to her?
What do you mean? In Nisan, when he's famous. So that's...
He has, I guess he needs to work in order to support her. How else is he going to support her? So that's the malacha that he's obligated towards her. So we see it both. Our Mishnah makes sense with both, whether it's about Tashmish, the rebellion, or whether it's about malacha. The Gemara says, wait a second, V'homer Rav, doesn't Rav tell us, Ha'omer Eini Zon, V'ein Mefarnes Yotziv Tein Ksuba? But doesn't he say, if he refuses to feed her and to support her, he gives her Ksuba? And our Mishnah sounds like they stay married. They get according to Rav, they get divorced, and he gets the Ksuba. Our Mishnah says they stay married, and they just take off from the Ksuba, or they add on to the Ksuba. The Gemara says, V'lav Lam Luchay Bai, but don't you have to negotiate? So let's say he says to her, so what our Gemara's Mishnah is talking about is as follows. He says, I'm no longer doing mlacha for you. I'm not having tashmish with you anymore. So the Mishnah is talking about the time period where they're negotiating. They're going back and forth. They're going to the Rabbanim. They're going to the Bezdin. So during that negotiating period, it could take weeks, months, years. So during that time period, so as he continues to rebel against her, he is being Mosif, Ksuba, the Shlosha Dinam on the Ksuba each week as they go by. Once they finally make a decision, this is final. There's no more mlacha. There's no more tashmish. Then once it's over, we force him to divorce her and pay the ksuba. Our Mishnah is talking about the time period of negotiations. Okay, there's interesting Tosas here. Tosas on the side here quotes from the Yushalmi. See Tosas Pochsin La Shisha Shiva Dinarim. We had the Machlokas in the Mishnah about that if she rebels, she loses 7 dinarim, but if he rebels, he pays 3 dinarim. So explain Tosas, but Yushalmi Mefarish Kineged Sheva Malacha Sheisha Osa B'Labayla. That why does she pay 7? Because she has 7 actions, 7 malachos that she is obligated to do for her husband. So can I get those 7? She pays 7 dinar. She loses 7 dinarim. Gavi hamored with respect to him, the mosif in shloshah dinarim, he has to add on 3 dinarim for rebelling. Mefarish kineged sheira ksusa vonasim. He has 3 obligations towards her: the sheira ksusa onah, clothing, food, and tashmish. That's why he pays 3. Our shas shalanu babli says differently. Okay,
but Tashmish Amita is not one of the 7 melachot in regards to her.
The Yushami felt that the rebellion was talking about melacha, not Tashmish. Our Gemara had an option. Our Yushami is clearly assuming it's melacha. So if it's a melacha, what she rebelled in was melacha, then she has to pay 7 dinarim for the 7 melachos that she's rebelling into.
Yeah, but this Mishnah
is... Exactly. But that Tosis, but our Gemara thinks differently. Back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Mesivi asks the question. The quotes of Bryce that says, "Achas li arusa v'nesua, afilu nida, afilu chola, afilu shemesh yavam." So this discussion of that if she rebels, that she loses 7 dinarim per week, it's whether or not she's engaged to him, whether or not she's married to him, whether or not she's nida, whether or not she's sick, whether or not she's a shemesh yavam. All those cases, if she's being moredes, she loses 7 per week. Skip the parentheses, if you have parentheses in yours. Bishma leman damar mitash mishayinu dekatan nichola. I understand if you're talking about the whole merida here, the mered is talking about from Tashmish. That's why it's a sick person, because each of these individuals are refusing Tashmish. Now, they all require some explanation here. So if you look at Rashi for a second, look at the bottom Rashi on this You see Rashi Arusa first on the page? Around six lines up, he says Arusa. Arusa is also to have Tashmish. What are we talking about Arusa? She refuses Tashmish. They can't have Tashmish. So Rashi says, with respect to Arusa, it means Sha'amresh lo en ase. She refuses to get married. So if she refuses to get married after getting engaged, she loses 70 dinar per week. Then the next Rashi says, Bishlam alman damar tashmish shapir alman damar mishim malacha cholabas malachi. We'll get back to the point in a second. Rashi says, Bishlam alman damar tashmish shapir vimishim nida. What do you mean? Nida, she's not allowed to have tashmish with her husband. What does she mean? Redison, they can't have tashmish anyway. She's not rebelling. It's us to have tashmish. Vimishim nida, de la bas tashmishu, eni doma mishesh la pas pasala vachule kadilakaman. The Gemara is going to tell us, even though she's nida, she says, you know what? When I become tahor, I'm usher to you. I will not have tashmish with you. So ain't a dome, a person who's past Pasal has a bread in his basket. One thing he knows in a week, his wife's going to be mutter to him. That's he'll have a little self-control there. It won't be considered. But if she says, even when I'm tahor, I'm going to be stay away from you, that's not considered past Pasal, and that's considered merit. So the Gemara is trying to say is that I understand if the whole discussion here is that she refuses tashmish, that's why a chola is able to have tashmish. Even though she's sick, tashmish is still something that's possible. So if she refuses to have tashmish, she's going to lose 7 dinar per week. But Ella, but if you understand the whole discussion, the top of Amud Beis now, the whole discussion, Ella mandam mimlocha, if the whole discussion that she's rebelling from doing any mlocha, chola bas mlocha, if she's sick, she could do work, she can't cook, she can't vacuum, she can't do these things if she's sick. So the fact that a chola who refuses to do whatever it is going to be penalized, it must be talking about from Tashmish, because it can't be referring to from doing Malacha, because she's sick. So rather, Gemara changes gears and says, Ella, mitashmish kuli alma lo pligi David Meredes. Everybody agrees with respect to Tashmish, if she refuses to have Tashmish, then she's considered Meredes, and she loses 7 dinar per week, even if she's nida, even if she's sick, any situation, she's Mered, Tashmish, she gets penalized. Ki pligi, when is there machlokes? Mimalacha, if she refuses to do work, Mar Savar Mimalacha lo havin Meredes. One opinion thinks that if she refuses to do work, that's not considered Meredes, that's not her obligation. Umar Savar Mimalacha nami havin Meredes. But the other one thinks, no, even from Malacha, that's an obligation she has towards him. If she refuses to do any work, she in fact is considered Meredes and loses 7 dinar per week. Says the Gemara now, the two dots, Gufa. We said above from the Mishnah, Hamaredes al Baila pochs in love mikshivasa shiva dinar b'shabbos. Tanakama taught us that if the wife refuses to have either tashmish or to do any malacha, she loses out 7 dinarim from her ksuba per week. Vihudomer shiva ma tarpik, and he said, no, it's only 7 tarpik, a different currency. Comes along the Bryson and says, Rabbi Seinu, our rabbis, Chazu v'Nimnu, they retracted and decided shehu machrizin aleh arba shabbosos zu achar zu, that they would make an announcement week after week for 4 weeks straight. V'sholchin la bezdin, and they would send bezdin to her. Havyudah saying as follows: you should know shafilu k'suva seich mea mana, that you should know that even if your k'suva is at 100 mana, half sadata, and you're going to lose out. So look at Rashi for an explanation of what's going on here. Look at Rashi 2 lines from the top. We don't let it stay that she loses out a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there. They initially, the way it was in the Mishnah, each week she loses a little bit. A couple of dollars here, a couple of dollars there, each week another $2. And the Basin thought that wasn't so effective, because she's going to think each little bit, $2 here, $2 here, she won't really think much of. What we're going to do is make an announcement for 4 weeks straight about her, that if you don't listen in 4 weeks, if you don't stop rebelling in 4 weeks, you're going to lose the entire amount of the ksuba. Normally we said it takes 200 weeks according to 200 mana. So that, a little bit here, a little bit there, she doesn't really get fazed by that. But we say in 4 weeks from now you're losing everything, that's going to be a shock. So that was the new institution that they had put into place. And the Gemara continues to say, Achas li'arusa, whether that's an arusa who refuses to get married, we do that same type of takana. Benesua, if she's married and she rebels, afilu nida, afilu chola, afilu shemeres yavam, all those scenarios, we had this new institution that after 4 weeks, if they refuse to do what they're supposed to be doing, they lose the entire ksuva. So Amar li Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef l'Shmuel, he says, nida, bas tashmish, I don't understand. According to this, is what the Rashi alluded to before. If the whole reason, we wanted to know, what is the merit? What's the merit that the wife is doing? If we said the merit is tashmish, so why are we putting on the list? Afilu nida. Even if nida refuses tashmish, she'll also lose out on her ksuba. But nida is also in tashmish in the first place. It's a deraisa. How could she be moredis in tashmish? It's also without her being moredis. So they explain that Amar Leis, so Shmuel says back to Rabbi Chia, Eino domer misha yesh lo pas pasal, misha ain lo pas pasal, like Rashi told us. It's not similar. Person has that certain security that his wife will be mutter him to a week is Eino domer the one who does not have that security. So even if a nida says that I'm moredis, I will not have tashmish with you, that's considered rebelling and she will lose out on her ksuba per week. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rami Barchama Ein Machris Nala El Bebati Knesios Bebati Mejeshos. The only place where we make such announcements, sir, to the rebellious wife for 4 weeks straight, and we only do that in the shuls in the base of Mejesh. So Amar Rava Daikanami, I'll bring you a raya diak that that's true. Tikatani Arba Arshabaso Zuachazu Shmamina, because it says 4 weeks straight, one after the next. Shmamina, what's the chiddush? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi, three lines from the top, the last word in the line is deka. Deka nami dekatani arba shebasos. Says Rashi, yomim she'enam shel melacha. These are days people don't work. Va'kol mitzuyin bebati knesses bebati medreshes. Everyone's found in the shuls, everyone's found in the base medreshes learning when there's no work on them. So we need to know where everybody's aware, where everyone's going to hear the hachraza. So where's the best place to have the hachraza? Certainly it's going to be in the base medreshes and the base knesses. And that's where the hachraza took place. Omar Rami Barchama Pamim Sholchin Lami Beis Din Achas Kodim Hachraza Vachas Lachar Hachraza Pamim, twice. The Beis Din would send her two times, once before the Hachraza and once after the Hachraza. So she would have a personal statement to her, and then they would make this grand announcement in the shul also about what's going on to make it a public event to embarrass her, to have her to retract. That's what took place. Okay, then the Gemara says the very last word on the narrow lines, Darish Rav Nachman by Rav Chizta, Halacha ki Rav Boseinu. We pass on like Rav Boseinu, who said, instead of taking off 7 dinarim per week, we rather wait 4 weeks to take the entire ksuba away from her. She has 4 weeks, that's the timeline. Amar Rava, Rava says, Hai Burcha, what is Burcha? I mean, Rashi says the first narrow line, Hai Burcha, Davar Sheinu Hagun. This is incorrect, what you're saying. Amar Le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Mai Burchasa. What's the mistake? Onam Misa Nehele, I said this to you, Umishme de Gavir Rabba, in the name of a very important Rav, a big Rav, Amisa Nehele, and I said this over to you. Umani, who was that? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Sevi'iyu Kaman, Savar, and who did he hold like? Kiho did, my Rav, Amar Rav Sheshit Halacha Nimlachim Ba. So what's going on here? So what happened was that first came along Rami Bar Chama and he said in the name of, sorry, Rav Nachman Bar Chisa rather, he said the halacha is like Rabbi Seinu, that we do the 4 weeks. Rava says that's incorrect. So Rav Nachman says, how could you say this is a mistake? I said in the name of a Gavir Rabba. I said in the name of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. How could you say I'm making an incorrect statement, Rava? How could you go against Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina? So V'ihu, who did Rava hold like? Rava, who thought that this was a mistake, who Kiman Savar, who do you like? Kihad Itma Rava, like Rava said, Amar Rav Sheshes, the name of Rav Sheshes, Halacha Nimlachim Ba. Halacha is, Rashi explains, Rashi says, Nimlachim Ba, Mashin Es Gita, we hold back her get, Umachzirin Aleha, Shetachzer Ba, and we really enforce a lot of pressure on her to return to her husband. Ubesoch Kach, within this time period, Pochs and Miksuva, Shiva, Dinar, and Beshavas, and we actually had that still, that same institution of the Mishnah, that she loses 7 dinarim per week. So that's what we hold back. So that's how Rava held, like Rav Sheshes, that we do not institute the 4 week timeline. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes Halacha Ein Melachim Ba, and they quote an opinion that we do not hold it back. Actually, we do not hold this for a week. Rather, we have a 4 week time period. So this is machlok, is how we pass and back and forth. Do we do 4 weeks and you lose the whole ksuba, or we do week by week? She loses 7 dinarim per week. That's the debate that's going on here. It sounds like from the notation of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, they pass and that we nimlochim, we do follow the Mishnah, that week per week, we take off 7 dinar. Okay, the Gemara now wants to know further. Heichi dami maredes. What exactly is the situation where she's rebelling against her husband? Amar Meimar, Meimar says, Damra, she says to her husband, Be'ina lei umitzar ner lei. That's the I what literally what I think it means is what I desire him and I want to cause him trouble. What does it say in the right?
That's why I want him.
Uh-huh.
Just to torment him.
Uh-huh, okay. Fine. So that's considered moredus. Aval amr ma'is halai. Blitha, she says, I find him disgusting now. So, lo kafinu levi. Can't force her. She's no longer attracted to her husband. She finds him disgusting. So then, what are you supposed to do? We can't force her to do anything that she's uncomfortable doing. But if she's playing games, so that's we can only force her when she's rebelling, when she wants to play games and tease him and trick him. So marzutra amr kafinu levi. No, even in a scenario where she finds him disgusting, this is her portion, this is her mazel. Even then, we force her to have tashmish. Have uvde, there is once a maisa, v'ach ve'marzutra, v'nafik minei revchenina misura. So there's once a story where marzutra, the situation happened, and marzutra had to force the wife to engage in tashmish with her husband, even though she had found him disgusting. And what resulted from that marriage, that tashmish, was they had given birth to Rabbi Chanina Misura, a tremendous, one of the big gaonim of the among the Maraim. V'loi, the Maraim is not sure. That wasn't the reason for this. Not because there was force. That wasn't what caused them to have such a child. Ha'asam siyata d'shmaya hava. That special siyata d'shmaya existed. Not because they followed the halacha the right way. Maybe the halacha is that you cannot force a woman to engage in tashmish when she finds him disgusting, but a special siyata d'shma that they had, which allowed them to have a child such as Rabbi Chanina Misura. Morna says a mice of the kalsa de Rav Zvid. There was once the daughter-in-law of Rav Zvid Imrida, and she rebelled against her husband with the son of Rav Zvid himself. Now, okay, so the Gemara says have a tfisa. Chad Shira. So he took hold of one Shira. What's one Shira? One row.
She had.
She took it?
Yeah.
It's the Aleph at the end. Interesting. So it's she. So she took a hold of, what is this? The
silk robe.
Uh-huh, okay. Shira. Silk robe.
That she had brought into the marriage.
Uh-huh.
Chassin Son Barzel.
Okay, so that which she brought in, the Nichlet Son Barzel, that which she brought in, she took hold of that. Yosef Amemar Marzutra. Now remember, Amemar Marzutra were the ones before who debated whether or not you could force such a woman who finds her husband disgusting, whether you could force her to get married by penalizing her from the ksuba. So these two individuals who had such a machloket sat down. Rav Ashi was the third dayan here. The Yosef Rav Gamda Gavayel, and Yosef Rav Gamda was there as well. There are four individuals. Yosef, they sat down, Vakamre, and they said, Marda Bavsida Balosa Kaiman. So the one who rebels loses, but her balosea, let's see, Rashi says, hafsida balosea kaimen, afil begdea shechnisa lo bin nedunya isa, even the clothing that she brought in to the nedunya, v'shaban ala b'ksubasa, and was assessed for part of the ksuba, v'adayin habalos kaimen, even the rags, the remnants, are still in existence, tafsida osam, she loses everything, she has no right to go ahead and collect this silk robe that she had brought into the nedunya. So this is what the, I guess the Amemar Marzutra Rav Ashi had suggested. She loses out, she has no right to keep the clothing. So Amarli Rav Gamda responds to the three Dayanim, Mishum de Rav Zvid Gavi Rabba, Mechanif Salai. You guys are only saying this because Rav Zvid is such a big Gadol Hador, you guys are showing him Chanifa, you're showing him some flattery. You don't want to go against him, because remember, this is Rav Zvid's daughter-in-law we're talking about here, and it's his own son. So you're just saying this because you want to show flattery and show favor to Rav Zvid and protect him and his son. But you guys are no game of davar. But Rav Kana say, Miboy boy Rava v'lopashit. This was a shiloh that Rava once had. Does a woman who's moradis, does she lose out on her clothing? And he didn't have an answer. You guys are just giving this psak because you like Rav Zvid, you're close to Rav Zvid, but you guys are being really puzzled with Dayanim. Ikadami. Others say a different version of the story goes. Yesterday they were sitting down, v'kamrei, they said, Marda lo hifsidu b'lalsa kaiman. A woman who rebels against her husband does not lose. She does not lose the clothing that she brought into this marriage. So Amar Rav Gamda. Rav Gamda says back to these three dayanim, Mishum de Rav Zvid gavirabahu afchi sele ledina ulaya. Because Rav Zvid is such a gavirabah, and he's such an honor of Rashi explains, he's not willing to protest whatever you say. You guys are willing to just give whatever din it is, knowing he's not going to go against what you're saying. A completely different twist to what's going on. But Hama Rav Kana, doesn't Rav Kana say me boy la Rava? Rava had to just shayla. What's the status of the clothing when a woman rebels? What's the status of her clothing? Lo pashut. He didn't have an answer. So hashta loid mar lo hachi lo hachi. Since we don't have an answer, he didn't say this way, he didn't say that way. Tafsa lo mafkina mene. If she holds on to it, we don't take it out of her hand. We leave everything as status quo. But lo tafsa. But if she never took hold of the clothing, lo yahavin le. We don't give it to her either. So what do? Mishahina le treisa yarche. We let her. They stay married, though unpleasantly, for 12 months. The shasa for a full year. Agita ubahanach treisa yarche shasa less a mizonu mibal. Those 12 months, that full year, she does not get any mizonos. And hoping after that time, she'll finally give in and undo the merit and give in to her husband. Okay. So some interesting gemaras here, and I guess we'll stop here.